Several thousand protesters filled the streets in front of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. Saturday in what was billed by organizers as the Justice for All March. Some of those attending traveled from Staten Island, where Eric Garner lived. WNYC's Stephen Nesson joined one group whose church is blocks from where Garner died.
Sitting in the back of a bus headed for D.C., wearing sunglasses and a fluffy coat, is Staten Islander Anjanette Pinkston Calise.
We all saw what happened with the Eric Garner case, and that was plain as day.
She's joined by her husband, Mike Calise.
It makes me angry, and it's embarrassing. Here it is, another white and black situation. At this point in my life, it's like, come on, aren't we past this already?
Mike is white and is a recently retired mechanic with the NYPD. Anjanette is black and is a recently retired NYPD detective.
Right now, it's like I'm happy I'm not with NYPD no more because I'm not proud representing that part of my life because of everything that's going on.
Neither of them have attended any of the die-ins or mass protests blocking traffic, but both have experienced discrimination.
I got stopped numerous times. Oh, you're a cop? Oh, so? You know, but then they realized who I was, a detective. Then they basically backed off.
Like many people on this bus, they say they're here for the next generation, for their grandson.
What is his future going to be like? You know, is he going to be another downtrodden black man when he gets older? He hasn't seen a lot of what the world has yet to offer him. And we'd like to just make this day forward better.
Once they arrive in D.C., they head towards Freedom Plaza and chant the name of the man who sent them there.
Garner! Garner! Garner!
Mike looks at the crowd, at the colorful posters, and admits he'd rather be riding his Harley-Davidson.
I don't think anyone really wants to be here. You know, it's a necessity. We should be enjoying the peace and benefits of living in an alleged free society. Instead, we're here.
We can't breathe! We can't breathe!
And then Mike and Anjanette disappear into the crowd. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.
We can't breathe!